Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Abi Mari and Imi Maraz Yishayichyu. The schus nechagitl bats Reb Chaim Tzvi, b'chol yotzei chalatzeha, b'chol anilvim eileha. And schus Reb Pinchas, Reb Yaakov Tzvi, Reb Alexander Zush, Reb Yosef, Amaris Chana, Basub Yonos, Yitzhak Yonos, Rasanta Chana, Rav Meir Zev, Rav Sis, Rav Shmuel, Rav Fuas, Rav Yosef Ben Chana, Rav Shai Ben Leia, Rav Yosef Chaim Ben Esther Sima, and Sheni Chana Bas Malka, and Mordechai Ben Bruria, and Rus Victoria Bas Tila Rovida, the Nishmasu and Rabbi Yaakov Shachna, and we're at Rabbi Yisai. We're going to be learning the sugya of the lav of loisiach rabim lerois, and we're going to be basing ourselves in the Torah of Moreinu v'Rabbeinu, which is Yurtzai tomorrow. Mo'oreinenu, l'shmo zichro tavis nefesh, hagoyin hagodol hamuflo v'hamuflog, Reb David Zatzal, David Yitzchok Mann. And this is going to be based on a pasuk in Parshas Mishpatim. Lo yisia acharei rabim lerois, v'lo yisane al riv lintois, acharei rabim lehatois. What does this mean? Do not follow the many to harm, and do not, it can mean many things right in the middle of the pasuk. Do not, we'll just translate as the English here in front of me translates, testify in a quarrel to incline after the many. To pervert justice. So this is a very difficult pasuk to understand. I just gave you the simple translation of the, like I said, that's in front of me. And now we are going to analyze this pasuk. The Mishnah in Sanhedrin and of Beis Amud Aleph says, "Mimash meshenemar lo siachu rabim lirois shemeheni sheyimam l'toiva." When it says, "Don't follow the many to harm," so you should follow the many for the good. Mikelam rachu rabim l'hatois. So then why does it say at the end of the pasuk to follow the rabbim, to incline? In other words, once we already say, don't be after the rabbim, the ra'os, don't go after the rabbim for the evil, so we know you should go after the rabbim for the good. So why does it have to say at the end, achrei rabbim lahatos, which implies go after the rabbim for the good, incline after them, because it already says, don't go after the rabbim, that's for bad. So achrei rabbim lahatos means for the good. But I already know it. When it says don't go after the rabbin for the bad, I already know that they go after the rabbin for the good. So it says the Gemara, lo ketayascha l'tovet yascha l'rad. No, don't incline for the good like you incline for the bad. Hatayascha l'tovo al pi echud. Hatayascha l'ro al pi shnayim. When you go after the good, so I'd like you to do it, says the Torah Kedosha, with one. In other words, to exonerate somebody, to make somebody innocent, for that, all you need is one. One is enough of a majority to exonerate somebody, to make somebody innocent. However, when it comes to incriminating somebody, you want to be mechayiv somebody, misa. So for that, you need a majority of two. A majority of one does not suffice. You need a majority of two. So that's what it means. Don't go after the evil for the, don't go after the many for bad, meaning if it's only a majority of one. But rather, what should you do? You should only go after the many for evil if there's a majority of two. And then when it says Achri Rabim Lahatos, that's talking even about one. When you're going for the good, it's even for one. Ad kan mitivrei kodshoi shel ha-mishnah b'sanhedrin b'daf beis amud aleph. You don't have to go very far into the Masechta for that. So the schus to exonerate somebody, one, and the chova, you need a majority of two. And this is brought in the Minyan HaMitzvahs of the Rambam, and lois to say, Reish Pei Beis, Ayin Shem. Sof Sof, the first kasha, we have to understand, how's the patch of the pasuk? It says, Lo Siach Rei Rabim Lois. It says, Rabim, don't go after the Rabim. For bad, it says, Mashri, you should never follow the Rabim if you have two. But if you have two, you do follow the Rabim for the Rav, for to incriminate somebody. So how does this work with Pashtus HaPasuk? Pashtus HaPasuk is you shouldn't go after the Rabim for Rav. And then the Drasha says that you do. Now in the Pasuk, it says, Lo Siach Rei Rabim. The Pasuk starts, Lo Siach Rei Rabim Lahatois. And when it says, so that's when you shouldn't go after Lo Siach Rei Rabim Lahatos. Don't go after the many. And when it says to go after, you should go after the Rabim, it doesn't say Acharei Rabim. It doesn't say Ti Acharei Rabim. It just says Acharei Rabim. When it says to go for, to, when it talks about the bad, the Pasuk, is lo si acharei rabim laros. And when it talks about going after them for the good, the rabim, it doesn't say anything about tihya. It just says acharei rabim lahatos without the tihya. So that's a significant difference, but maybe that's answering the kasha, and the question is how. So again, we have a question, how does the drasha shtim with the pshat? The pshat is you should never follow the rabim laros, and the drasha is that you should if you have a majority of two. We want to understand this, the tiya, lo siach rei rabim l'ros, whereas when we go lahatos, we just say achrei rabim lahatos without the tiya. Maybe there's an answer in there, but what's the answer? Those are our first two kashas. Another kasha is, Rashi in his Perush al HaTorah writes, that lo siach rei rabim l'ros, sheim ra'isa rishayim imatim imishpat, if you see the rabbim are following, if you see that the rabbim the rishayim are matim and mishpat, are twisting, are perverting justice. Don't say, oh, there's so many of them, I'm going to follow them. And don't say that. Don't say that. Why not? Because that's the wrong thing to do. And therefore the Pasuk says, Lo siachar rabim laros. Don't, just because the rabbim are twisting judgment, doesn't mean you should follow them. And so we see in the Targum Onkelos, in the Targum Yonis and Ben Uziel. So that's how Rashi learns Pshuto Shel Mikra. Don't follow the Rishayim to twist judgment, to pervert judgment. And then Kim Tfor the Shaila, how does that shtim, how does that dovetail with the Drosha that Hatayascha L'Rav Mishpat Tzedek B'Chiyuv Misa Shel Ho'ever Aveira, that when you are Mechayiv somebody Misa, you have to have a majority of two. So the Pashim Shad is don't go after the many for evil, meaning don't twist judgment if many people are doing it. And the Drosha is that when you incriminate somebody, make a negative judgment on somebody, you have to have a majority of two. You have to have a majority of two. How does a Pshat work with the Drosh? And that's besides what we need to understand with that the Pasuk has to negate this idea. Oh, there are a lot of people twisting judgment. So you shouldn't be one of them. For that, you need a pasuk. Very, very difficult to understand. You need a pasuk to tell you not to follow the Rishayim and twist judgment. Another kasha says in the pasuk like this: Loisiyeh acharei rabim l'rois, v'loisane al riv lintois acharei rabim lahatois. So really, it seems that there are three clauses in the pasuk. Don't follow the many for evil. Don't answer on a quarrel to incline, whatever that means. We'll see in a moment. And follow the many. Now, l'chor, it's hard to understand. Based on the Mishnah, the Acharei Rabim Lahatos relates to the Losi Acharei Rabim Laros. In other words, Losi Acharei Rabim Laros. Don't follow majority by Ra. If you want to have a negative judgment, want to incriminate somebody, it's going to take two. But Acharei Rabim Lahatos, but you want to make a positive judgment, that's one. Okay, so then why do we interrupt in the middle of Losan al Riv Lintos? If the end of the pasuk is copy the beginning of the pasuk, so why is there a hefsek in the middle? Should have been one after the next. Now, what does it mean, Losan al Riv Lintos? So in Chazal and Halacha, we have kame v'kame in yonim. Let us enumerate them. Number one, we have the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Lamed Vov. And what it says there in the Mishnah Lamed Beis, Shevdin Yefoshim Aschil Menat Sad, you start from the Dayan on the side, because it says in the Pasuk, Losan El Riv, Losan El Rav, Rashi, Sig below Yud. It says it without a Yud, so it could be read Rav. Mashal Sach Lo Mufshel Beis, and don't argue with the Mufla, with the most, the biggest Talmud Chacham in the Beis. Hech Lam Aschil Menei Dom Achaza, Lechoy V'lo Pagin Alevei. So you don't start with him because people are going to see him and they're not going to want to, oh, the Gadol says this, that Rosh Hashiva is Zak Vazari, and he lach lok on that. As Memeila, and Achalor Rotzim Latchili Magadol, Matchili Menatzad, because otherwise people aren't going to argue with him. And then maybe he'll hear one of the Mizakin, and then he'll agree to one of the people who says that he's innocent. We're, Anach Chotrim, Anach Chotamim Chabsim, we want to make people innocent. We don't want to incriminate people. So, din nefashis, you start menatzad. Losane al riv, losane al rav. You shouldn't be cholik on the mufla sheba beizdin. Therefore, don't start with him. Start on the side. That's one drasha that's learned from this pasuk, from these words. In the Gemara and daf yutches amud beiz, it says ein moshivin melech b'sanhedrin mishin losane al riv, losane al rav. Rashi. You don't put a king on the Sanhedrin because that's what it means, Losan al Rif. You're not allowed to answer the Rav. The Melech is so big, nobody's going to be able to answer to argue with him. So, Memela, the din is Losan al Rav. Don't put a Melech on the Sanhedrin. And there's a lav in the Minyan Mitzvahs and the Smag, lav in Kuf Tzadi Hei, in the Lecha Mishnah, Perek Yud, Mehoch HaSanhedrin, Halacha Vav, the Rambam, in Lo Saaseh, Reish Pei Gimel. Bechlal Sharei Lavin, Shemana Shem HaRambam, and Masha Kosav, Lo San Al Rif. So the Rambam enumerates a few Asurim of Lo San Al Rif. Among them, not to put a king on the Sanhedrin. Or actually, to be more precise, that was not precise or even correct, the Smag and the Rambam bring down Losane al Riv, but neither of them mentions the thing about the king. The king is not mentioned neither by the Smag nor by the Rambam. The Smag says in Kuf Tzadi Vav, is Hira Torah Parson Shosh Laragim Mechayv Rab while Mizakim Bish Echot. Don't kill if there's one extra. Vodas Harashi Midabra Mufla Shabadianum Dina Nefosh Shosh Lintos and Dwarf Lichum Maschilim Dina Nefosh Manat Sad. It's the Maschilim Manat Sad that is brought down by the Smag. And this, they're by the Smag. And he also brings down that if they're Mata Mishpat, don't follow them if they're twisting the din. And then the Rambam, when he brings this down, this is Mitzvah Resh Pei Gimel. He says, don't follow others if you don't understand it yourself, just because big people are saying things. And also, Malamit Schus shouldn't be Chozer Malamit Chova. And Machzir in the Schus Vein Machzir in the Chova. You rejudge for Schus, not for Chova. Ein Maschilim in Agado, Maschilim in Atzad. And he references the Gemara in Sanhedrin Lamed Zayin. So he doesn't mention the king either, but he does paskin this din of Losana Riv Lintois. So, like I mentioned, the Rambam begins and he says a lashon over here. I'll say the lashon. Hizir adayin mehatois ladas dayin echod al atzad. Hayishayin ala elav b'chiyuv achayev uzchus hazaka bebilti. Shiadav remove an etzel lefi akesha v'sichlo. Don't follow somebody if you don't understand it yourself. Just because don't incline towards the opinion of another judge by ever relying upon him and incriminating the guilty or acquitting the innocent without their matter being understood by him according to his own analysis and intellect based on the principles of the Torah. And that's what it means in the Pasuk when it says Losane. Former Losane al Riv Lintos. So that's the Rambam. Don't just say something because other big people are saying it. Just follow if you don't understand it yourself. It has to make sense to you. And you shouldn't remain silent. If you have what to say, say it. You have an opinion that counter to theirs, then express it. That's what it means. Losana al Riv Lintois. Don't just incline with them because they say it, you're also going to say it. If you have a different opinion, express your opinion. And so to the Rambam, Perek Yud Milchos Sanhedrin Halacha Aleph. He says, if he does, this is a loisa say. The Radbaz there, so in the Mechilta, the Rashbi, Parashas Mishpatim, so to Tosef, to Perakim Alacha Dalet, it says, the Varach Alinta V'sachar Rav Mahato Shalotom Rishas Adin. Shalotom Rishas Adin. Diola Evet Shia B'Karabo, Emor Mashi B'Daitcho. You shouldn't say during the din, the Eved should be like his master. Say what you want to say. In other words, I'm just going to follow them. No, don't just follow them. Express your opinion. Now, this is a very difficult lashon because usually the Eved Kerabo is usually about Bnei Adam Keneged HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Brachos Nun Ches Amit Breis, Breishis Rabba Parashim Amit Esos Beis, Yagut Shimoni Remes Tafri Samach Aleph, Oid Voi. So, Mehechi Teisim Shemitzat Inyin Zeh, Shehavim Yine Shelo Yomar Esmal Shebedaito. The boy Loimar, Shiomer Mashi B'daitoi. So, why this lashon of Eved Kirabbi, that a master is going to be like his a servant is going to be like his master? Why would you think that because of that you're just going to be able to follow everybody else? There's a lashon of the servant following the master is us following God. Why would you think you have to follow other judges? You know, say for him, that's usually the lashon of Eved the master. When not literally talking about an Eved and a master. Ein Sefer HaMitzvah Sham. Chinuch. Uveminyin Shebrei Sefer HaYad. Shebrei Shulchan Sanhedrin. Shenemar Balav Zegam. Shemalamit Tzchus Lo Yachsur V'ilamit Choyvu. Once you're Malamit Tzchus. Once you want to exonerate somebody, you shouldn't incriminate him. The Rambam writes in the Sefer HaMitzvah for the Pasuk Leisana Al Riv Lintois. Kolom Shlo Yud. Varecha Boi Lahatois Oysel Lachoyvu. What does it mean, Loisan al Riv Lintois? Your words shouldn't be mata him lechova. They shouldn't incline him for guilt. Okay, that isn't exactly the Rambam's Lashon. I don't know, Rabbeinu quotes that as the Rambam's Lashon. And it says the Rambam's Lashon. But the point is that the Rambam says that is an azhara l'melamed tzchus that you shouldn't be melamed choiva. Once you're melamed tzchus, you shouldn't be melamed choiva. And we also include there, you take back the judgment for tzchus, but not for chov. You don't start from the gadol, you start from the tzad. So this is all included in this mitzvah essay, Resh Pei Gimel. Osan la riv lintois. Nachre rabim lahatois. So we have a lot of different inyanim here that are included in this losan al riv. We have maschilin menatzad. We have don't put a king in the Sanhedrin. We have don't just rely on the other dayanim. If you have a different opinion, you have to express your opinion. You shouldn't just follow them blindly. We have this lashon of not being like an eved, follows his master. What's this lashon? We have your melamed tzchus, shouldn't be melamed choiva. You have your machzir in the tzchus, so all these things are all included. What's the mechane mishutaf? What's the nikuda mishutefet l'kulam? What is the common denominator of all these different dinim that we have over here? Now, in Rashi and his peiros, so they must be one common theme, one thread that goes through all these explanations. Rashi, in his peiros al haTorah, writes the pashtus haPasuk is the mishalcha hanidon el oisei hamishpat al tanenu al ariv dover noite achrei oisin rabin lahatus hamishpat mehamisei ela emores hamishpat kasher hu vehatolar vehakolar yiyeh talui b'tzavar harabim. Meaning that lo siach rabim l'ros, don't be mevatel your das b'fnei harabim that are coming l'hora, and you say, listen, there anyway they're gonna incriminate you. So what does my opinion have to? Why does my opinion matter? Don't answer the Baal Din who comes to ask you how you're paskening the din, that you're just following the rabbin. No. You tell him what your opinion is. He asks you, you tell him the way you see it. And if they're mechayivim shelo kedin, then it's going to be their bad, they're going to be punished. In other words, if they're coming lahara, which can mean that they're coming to they're giving the wrong judgment. So don't just say, what does my opinion matter? No, you have to say what you really think, and if they're wrong in punishing him, then they're gonna be guilty. The other judges are gonna be guilty. That is the Perush of Rashi on that Pasuk. And in Targum Unkelus, he writes, "Lo si basu sagi alavashu lo tismen alafa mad beinach al dina basu sagi shalim dina." Don't follow the majority to do evil. Don't refrain from teaching what is proper in your eyes regarding a judgment. According to the majority, you shall complete the judgment. In other words, you teach what's proper. Lo simsmena. Don't refrain mel alafa from teaching mad beinach. What's in your eyes? You say what you think. And if they're doing evil, they're doing evil. But you express your opinion. So the way Rashi has it, Rashi says, "Im yishalcha nidon." The uncle doesn't say the nidon. The guy who's being judged asks you. He just says, in general, don't just follow them. You say what you think. That's the Targum Unkelus. What about Targum Yonasan ben Uziel? So in the Targum Yonasan, also he says, "Lo simna min lamei marmad belibach al chavrach bedina, lo veitoy varmin brasu segidin ashlim." You say what's on your mind. You say what you're thinking. Don't just blindly follow the majority. And there's the Targum Yerushalmi. There's the Targum Yerushalmi. There's two Targum Yerushalmis, Bekitzer. So in Targum Yerushalmi, Yonasim ben Uziel, he writes that V'lo yisman achad min chol ha-malaf ha-zchu al chavrei b'dina. The Mem Rahabah Sergi Adina Sati. So don't hesitate. He says you shouldn't go after the men who do evil, but to do good. And no one among you shall restrain himself from affirming justly concerning his neighbor in judgment by saying, behold, the judgment sides with the many. So don't just say, oh, you're going to follow everybody else. No, you say what's right. So that's what we have. On Losan El Riv. So we have also all the other lavim. We mentioned Losan El Riv. You know, not to have a melech on the Sanhedrin, to start Min Hatzad, to don't rely on everybody else, use your own mind, speak up. And here Rashi says the pshat is, Rashi's following a kipshuto, that if you're asked, don't tell him on this Riv, just following the rabbin, and twist the judgment. You tell them the judgment as it is. And if they're wrong, they're wrong. But you have to tell them as you see it. Call the shots as they are. So that doesn't negate all the other pshatim. This is Rashi al pi pshuta. So we also have to connect that with all the drushes. They all have to have a common theme. Pshat and the drush have to work together. Rashi also brings down the Targum Onkelos, and Rashi says that im lo sisman amalaf amad be'enoch al dina b'loshen ivri lefi Targum kachu nidrish lo sana riv lintois im ishcha davar lo mishpa lo sana lintois letzad echad lestalik atzmucha men hariv. In other words, he says that according to Onkelos, it means don't refrain from teaching what's in your eyes on the judgment. So now, like we explained it before, the way Rashi learns it is, he says, so Rashi says, so this is how the Onkelos learns the Pasuk. If you're asked something about the Mishpat, don't answer lintois letzad echa, to incline away, ulesalek atzmocha min hariv, and to remove yourself from the judgment. So don't say, I'm noite from this. Losan al riv lintois. Don't say, I'm noite from this. I don't want to judge. I don't want to judge. Rather, have a dano solamita. You should judge it according to Emes. So how does that connect to the other lavim of Losan El Riv? And why does the Pasuk has it, according to Onkelos, Losan El Riv Lintos? Lintos means usually you're inclining to one side or the other. But here Onkelos translates it as Lintos means you're not going to judge at all. So why does it have a Lashon of Lintos? The whole thing is not to be done at all. And what's the Lashon of San El Riv? Is there a question that requires an answer? The guy just wants to go away. There's a judgment and he wants to go away. So what's Losan al Riv? So the Lintos is a difficult Lashon. Because Lintos means you're inclining to one side. Whereas Onkelos has it that you're just abandoning judgment completely. And what does that have to do with Losan al Riv? You're not answering any question. You just want to go away. And of course, everything here, ba'ola al kulam, sheikh shaychi kol hanu ve'emtza anidon shel halacha ha'aroif she'enu l'rav alakat yeshna batal pishnayim. So here we have this whole chiddush that when someone's incriminated, so it's only going to be al pi two, you have to have a majority of two and not one. What do all these pshatim in Losan al Riv Lintos have to do with that chiddush in the pasuk? Which comes right after it, right? It's the same pasuk. It says Lo si achorei rabim l'rois, and then Lo san al riv lintos. What does Lo san al riv lintos have to do with Lo si achorei rabim l'rois? Achorei rois means you follow two, not one. And we have 100 pshatim Lo san al riv lintos, which seems to have nothing to do with any of that. So moirai v'raboisai, ani choshev she ani lo magzim im omar she our work shelanu is cut out for us. So we'd like very much to be ma'ayin in the sugya and to see neflos bo. So in the end, in the next shiur, We have an exciting Rav Shimon and the Shaar HaYosha to discuss in Ruba Disa L'Kamon, and then to be Miyashi of the Tumiyos and the Psukim, Miyashi of the Medrash. We have a lot to talk about, Rabbi Yisai. So thank you so much for joining, and Amir Tashem, Bezrat Hashem, and Nachan Amshich, Befam Haba'ah. Toda Rabba Rabba Rabba, Shehe Ezantem. Shalom, shalom.